Mario Sunday Roast on Today FM
with avantcard.ie. Personal loans personalized. Pricing made for you.
Welcome back to Mario Sunday Roast. Now for the part of the show, which many people's favourite part of the show, actually. It's called The Story Behind the Song. And I'm delighted to be joined by Alison Curtis, she of Today FM fame. Hello, Alison.
How are you?
Good. And Alison has been campaigning for the last 4.5 months to get onto this slot. And finally she made it.
Thank you.
She's here to do
the highlight of my year.
To do The Story Behind the Song. And Alison, what's the song?
It is Born to Run and Bruce Springsteen. So anybody who has listened to my radio shows over the last 16 years on Today FM probably knows at this stage that I'm a massive fan of Bruce Springsteen. And I think he's not only an incredible singer-songwriter, but he's just a fascinating character as well. So,
and he's one of your iconic sort of heroes as well.
And it's funny too, because like during the time when I first fell in love with him was probably my early 20s, which was not, he was not in sync with anything else I was listening to at the time. So I love the Pixies, I love Mudhoney, I love Pavement, you know, all the same bands you liked.
You're like, oh, sure.
Whatever. But Bruce was a constant, and he's always been a constant in my life. So no matter where I've gone or what I've liked in life, I've always gone back and gravitated to his music, and I've always loved it.
So tell me the background to Born to Run.
So it's hard to believe, but there was a time in place in history before Bruce Springsteen was famous, which we can't imagine because he's just been such this larger-than-life character forever. So from New Jersey, most people know this, and he had two albums that he'd released and forming the E Street Band as he was kind of going along, getting a reputation for these massive long gigs, but no commercial success. And he was getting really frustrated. He was getting kind of down. He was with Columbia Records, and they threw everything in the kitchen sink at this, and they said, listen, you need to write a hit. Now or never, it'll never be a famous Bruce Springsteen. So he sat down and he spent about 6 months writing this. He worked with a guy called Mike Apple, who was his original producer. It wasn't really working out. He was getting his, you know, reputation as a perfectionist at this stage. And he said he wanted to hear this song. He wanted it to be the greatest song that anyone had ever heard in their life. So what kind of pressure could you imagine he put on to himself? He wanted the song to sound like, you know, Roy Orbison singing a Bob Dylan song produced by Phil Spector. Yeah. Like, he had this wall of sound idea. He put down 11 different guitar, you know, tracks for this album or the song, and it just took forever, and it was getting bogged down. They were going out on the road and touring and coming back into studio, and then they just threw everything at it. And then when it was released, his life and our lives arguably changed forever.
And is it a complicated song? Is it a big, is it simple or complicated? It's, is there a lot in it?
There's a lot in it. Like, it is a little bit orchestral, and the lyrics, and I printed them off, and I was kind of even thinking about this before I came on, you know, for weeks, knowing I was going to do this slot. And I was going through the lyrics, and I was like, as well as I know that song, I don't think I'm ever going to memorize all of the lyrics. Like, they're insanely complicated and worded, but I think this song, for many people in Ireland, and certainly for a lot of people, and obviously in America as well, is, it encapsulates so many things that are so significant to growing up. Like, this idea that your, you know, your first kiss is amazing, and your first love is your forever love, and, you know, I'm bigger than this place, I've got to get out of this town, and there's all these people around me, we've got to get out, our prospects are crap here. And that's something I think a lot of people can identify with in Ireland in the last few years as well. So that's why I think the song is timeless, and it never ever will be old. And every time I hear it, I go, I love this song. It's like my favorite song ever. And it's not just like, it's not about mini marathon and playing it during the women's mini marathon.
Yeah.
It's just an amazing song. And it has all these youthful attributes to it that people can identify with at any age.
And the song itself, so he set out to write one of the greatest songs ever written.
And he wanted it to be the greatest song ever written.
And it turned out to be one of the greatest songs
ever.
Because the reaction to the song was huge.
It was massive. So he went on to basically break everything at that stage. So once it hit radio stations, everyone's like, who is this? That famous quote that he actually ended up not liking from John Landau, who ended up becoming his manager, was, I saw the future of rock and roll in Bruce Springsteen. So he doesn't even like that anymore. So he went on to Time Magazine and Newsweek at the same time. I think I'll tweet out those covers a little bit later on, because they're amazing to look at. He got to England. He couldn't believe that. Everyone was like, oh my God, Bruce Springsteen. And he almost couldn't handle all of that himself. And he's talked later in life about depression, especially since he turned 60 in the last number of years. He's going to be 70 next September. And that obviously was an undercurrent as he was going through this as well. And you couldn't imagine, like, chasing this dream. Like, you and I, we've chased this dream for so long. And you make it, and your reaction to it. So it's just an incredible song, and I love it so much.
For me, it's visceral as well, because the song, he talks about, you know, strap on and Wendy.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you're on a bike and you're going to take off and go really
Well, that's it. And he was talking about the song as in he set all these people on this road out of New Jersey to get out of this road. And then he thought, once they're on this pathway, what am I going to do with all these people? And how? And he talks about the song as a community that's grown over the years, because obviously he's become so famous over the years as well. But my favorite one is that famous. So he goes, 1, 2, 3, 4 in the song. The highway's jammed with broken heroes on a last chance power drive. Everybody's out to run tonight, but there's nowhere left to hide. That's my favorite lyric in the whole song. I love it so much.
For me, it has a little bit of a special meaning as well, but for different reasons to you. Because in the last Mario Rosenstock show, In Your Face, the second last one, we used it as the entrance song for Ray Darcy.
Oh.
he runs up from a thigh all the way to be in the theatre.
Well, for me, you were at this, my Irish leg of the wedding. This was the last song we played on the night, and it was my family in Ireland are my friends, and we put everybody together in a circle and danced to this song. So, and I was really emotional. I'm not really usually an emotional person, but it meant so much to me because it's my family in Ireland is my friends. I made this family and we're all in a circle dancing to my favourite bloody song. And I think you were there. You were there.
Absolutely. So Alison Curtis introduced this great song.
This is Bruce Springsteen on Today FM and Born to Run.